We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I sat there on Saturday. I watched 9 innings of Met baseball. I sat there on Sunday. I watched 9 more innings of Met baseball. I watched some Yankee baseball. I can't get enough of spring training. So I ask you, as Yankee fans, I'll start with you, Tiki. Mm-hmm. What were you doing when Juan Soto hit that home run on Sunday?
I don't know. I was somewhere and I got an alert.
you weren't watching?
I was not watching it.
Sean, what were you doing when Juan Soto hit his home run?
I was heating up popcorn as I settled in for Rangers Flyers.
So you didn't see it?
Nope. Saw Juan Soto walk the at-bat earlier. Saw it on social media.
You know, this is why one of my favorite people out there is this guy, Joe's McFly, who did a show with me last year, and you could follow him on social media at Joe's McFly. He's a Yankee video blogger.
That's with the Z, by the way. J-O-E-Z.
What was that?
J-O-E-Z.
J-O-E-Z. He watches every Yankee game, including spring training, and reacts to it. His reaction to the Juan Soto home run is what I thought Sean was going to tell me today, what Tiki was going to tell me today.
You knew I wasn't going to be doing
that. I'm disappointed.
Come on.
Here is the reaction of a spring training home run from Juan Soto, courtesy of my man, Joe's McFly.
I'm down for like a Soto like double or...
What's that?
Going oppo with authority?
That's right.
Nah, son.
That's how you react to a home run. And joining us right now, one of the great Yankee fans out there, my man, Joe's McFly. Joe's, how you feeling 3 days into spring training?
I'm feeling great, man. I realized how much I missed baseball when spring training started. I was actually upset on Saturday when I wasn't able to watch the game.
I know. You guys got screwed. The Yankees game wasn't on TV. The Mets were on TV. Uh-huh. But then Sunday, you got to see your guy. Now, I got to ask you a question. Because these buffoons, Tiki and Sean and Lugie, they're not paying attention.
Stop it.
When Juan Soto fell on his ass in the first inning, did you not have visions of Aaron Rodgers? I want you to be honest with me and thought, oh, my God, he's done one at-bat in a spring training.
No, but when he went down, I had some pause. I was like, wait, what's going on? But it's fine. It's fine. He's good. He's an athlete. He plays every day. So I'm here for that. To be honest, I was actually more hyped for the 2-2 pitch, the 2-2 non-strikeout that he took. It was like a curveball that he took that I know that like almost every other Yankee would have struck out, except for Judge maybe. Would have struck out on last year, but it was nice to see him in the lineup. Nice to see him in the pinstripe.
So you're appreciating his lack of not swinging at pitches outside of the zone.
Yeah,
because he does it all day, all day.
Yeah.
I watched the at bat earlier, and I was like, dude, is he going to take his bat off his shoulder? He's dancing with
balls. What are you complaining now?
No, he's just dancing with the balls. I'm like, what's going on? And he gets a backwards K because he thinks it's low. And by the way, it was a ball in the first inning, but whatever. So, I mean, is that going to frustrate you at any point?
No. Actually, I get really hyped for, like good walks. Strikeouts piss me off, man. They really do. Especially if you're swinging out of the zone. And the fact that he controls the zone like that and he's, like, nodding. I feel like he's, like, me versus the pitcher. And it's like, I love that. It's like a rivalry there.
All right. So, my biggest question, there's actually a Yankee game on right now. How did Evan convince you to come on right now?
Well, Yankees are up 9-2.
if it was tied, he wouldn't be on right now.
My man Vivas hit a 3-run homer, so then that was good. Good for him. So, runs on the board.
So. All right. So, the only thing that I've noticed in this game, this spring training game that we have on right now, it's on Yes Network, is that Giancarlo Stanton really looks lean. Really looks lean.
Very.
And his launch angle is still the same. And these, I'm not joking, these balls that were out of the stadium a year ago, because good contact, are landing at the warning track or about 10 feet short of the warning track. I mean, this is... I'm worried about Stanton.
My God.
How many strikeouts did he have today?
Exactly. He didn't strike out one time. Okay. I don't get why he's so negative.
Because now, the muscles are gone.
I'm good.
Unbelievable. Now, let me ask you this, because I'm a geek like you, all right? I love me some spring training baseball. It takes me a few days, and then I'm bored with it. Mm-hmm. Are you going to be into every Soto Stanton at-bat throughout the entire spring, or does there come a moment where you're like, all right, I'm over this. Get me to opening day.
There is a moment. I'm still going to see it. And then it gets to, it, you know, and it probably happens for you too, Evan. Like, it gets to a point in spring where you are like okay seeing the kids because you're not going to see them anymore.
Yes.
Probably, you know, after the seventh inning, you kind of look forward to seeing their at-bats because the pitchers are better and they're more honed in. So I want to see how those kids are after the cut. But, I mean, I'm still going to be locked in and watching them. I don't know. There will be a point where I say, okay, like, get me to the Bronx or get us to Houston, actually.
Yes.
Get us to Houston.
That's right.
So that we could face the Astros.
All right. Well, Joes, I enjoy when you get very excited. I also enjoy when you get pissed off. Some may say I enjoy it more when you get pissed off, and I'll be listening, and I appreciate you popping on, my man.
Thank you, Joes.
No problem. No overreactions this year out of me, all right?
No overreactions. None.
I want to see an epic reaction to a Soto walk.
You'll get it.
I don't script them. It just happens. It might happen where it's like a walk. I don't know. We'll see.
All right. Be good, Joes.
Thank you, man.
The great Joes McFly. He's one of the, when I watch sports, sometimes I have companion things, like things I like to do while I watch sports, and checking in on Joes McFly after the Yankees have a brutal loss or a great win is one of my companion things to do, because he'll also freak out and just mother bleep everybody, which I very much enjoy. And he's right about one thing. Like, I love it. I love watching young prospects, like Jet Williams got into the game on Sunday for the Mets, and I was very excited, and he stole a base. And I was like, damn it, it's Ricky Henderson. Spencer Jones is 5-for-5. Now all of a sudden he's the greatest slugger in the history of baseball. Now, what does it mean? It doesn't mean much. Spring training doesn't mean a damn thing. But it is exciting seeing the young players. Now, can I bitch about something?
Yes.
Because I watch spring training, I'm going to tell you something that is really, really bothering me that may bother you guys when you get to opening day. It will not bother Sean. It may not bother you, Tiki. And I'll tell you why you're excluded from this, Sean. It won't bother you. So obviously there's these new jerseys, and everyone's talking about how you can see genitalia. Basically.
Give me the meat. I want the meat.
It's a cup.
Oh, a cup.
Baseball players wear a cup.
Basically,
it might look like they're packing, but it's just a cup.
But it's see-through.
Yeah.
So people are making assumptions that it's not just a cup. So I'm watching Saturday and Sunday, and what they decided to do is they decided to take the names on the back of the jersey. This is why Sean's not going to have an issue. And they shrunk it. They shrunk it. I've got amazing eyesight, ladies and gentlemen. I don't brag about much, but, man, I'm like 80-20 vision. All right, I got some of the great vision ever recorded. And I'm squinting at the TV saying, what the hell is that? What does that say? And I'm thinking to myself, why would they do that? Why would they shrink the name on the back of the jersey? Now, obviously, if you're a Yankee fan, you're probably chuckling right now because you don't have your dopey names on the back of the jersey.
It's not about the name on the back. It's about the name on the front.
That's right.
Except for when they sell them at the Yankee team store and it's all ones. With
that's right. But, dude, I'm watching this game and I'm like, I'm squinting to see the name.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Twins. And we're watching this one now, the Minnesota Twins here. It's red, so you really can't see.
But have you noticed that it's so much smaller?
Well, of course. It's red on blue. So if your eyesight is anywhere short of 80/20, you can't read it.
You can't see it.
That's also a problem. It should never be dark on dark.
No, it just doesn't make any sense.
That's a different story, and I agree with you.
And not outlined.
But why would they shrink the names on the back of the jersey? Most people, when they go to the ballpark or they're watching on TV, they may not know every single player, and they're trying to read the back name. And so these brainiacs at Fanatics, forget the balls that you can see. Who cares about that? That's because you're looking for something. Let's be honest. Anyone complaining about the see-through stuff?
Evan, whip out the jumbo package. Maybe that is the plan by the MLB Players Association Fanatics. Within 5 years, we'll be identifying players by what their balls look like.
What I do with my meat. Maybe that's the plan.
But that bothered me. That annoyed me greatly. But I hope everybody enjoyed spring training baseball. I'm already at the point where I'm done with it. We asked Joe's when he'll be done with it. I'm already done. I got my two games.
A weekend.
Well, here's a thought, Evan. I'm not done with it. I've enjoyed the couple innings I've gotten to watch this weekend. Maybe don't score every spring training game. You'll be done with it already.
Yeah, it's exhausting when you got to change your lineup every three innings.
Don't tell me not to score again. Well, why can't
because
I score?
Because when you score a spring training game, you're changing the lineup. I need to see this book. How nuts is it?
And it's got to hurt your head. It becomes tedious. You're the one declaring of all the baseball fans you're done with spring training. I'm not. I've loved checking in on today.
You didn't even watch Juan Soto hit his home run on Sunday.
I watched him walk and thought to myself, people are going to complain about this.
Yeah, don't put that in your head.
I shifted and I had bigger fish to fry on the ice. But spring training is about a casual watch and enjoys. And one more question. Do you think the birds up north know spring training has started? Because I didn't hear a single bird chirping until I woke up Saturday morning with the Mets on TV. It was like they came and told us spring is here. It was very weird.
It was strange. This weekend felt like spring for the first time, and it wasn't even that warm. Now, we're about to get warm temperatures. Yeah. We're supposed to get 50s basically every day.
Yeah, and then next week it's 60-something, 66.
Isn't that crazy?
It's nuts.
Dude, that's great. I'd sign for that on opening day right now, which is still a month away. The Mets are opening up, obviously, at home. The Yankees are in Houston against the Astros, but there is something nice and refreshing about seeing baseball on TV. But I want to remind everybody something very, very important. It's a public service announcement. Everything you're watching doesn't mean anything. Seriously, I know we're excited to see young players, but Jet Williams stealing a base doesn't mean he's Ricky Henderson. Spencer Jones going 5 for his first 5 doesn't mean he's Ken Griffey Jr. What? Are you angry me on Spencer Jones?
Because you can't tell me that doesn't mean anything.
30% strikeout rate in single A. Get back to me,
okay.
Bro. Get
all
back to me,
all
bro.
I'm saying is
Doesn't mean he can't be great.
But
30% strikeout rate in single A. I don't want to hear about a home run in spring training.
We as non-nerd sports fans
that
only have had to read about Spencer Jones, now getting our eyes on him, here's where it does matter.
Go ahead.
Public backlash if we dare try to trade him this year.
I understand. How many people do you think are really watching these games, though? 500?
I would say anybody over the age of 58 that's a Yankee fan didn't miss an inning.
That's definitely a fair point. It's good to have baseball back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.